chosen one of the team. Why do you worship idols? They cannot help nor protect you, my father. You're of the team. Why won't you listen to me? Your prime had been his father so gently.
Come, my little one. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
فيه للعالم في الدنيا رجاء
من رب مكة قد شافنا
فيه للعالم في الدنيا رجاء
بالهدى من به رب السماء فهداه رحمة للعالمين
فهداه رحمة للعالمين
فالرسول المصطفى قد بشرا بنداء الحق في أم القرى
فالرسول المصطفى قد بشرا بنداء الحق في أم القرى
وكما بشره. My butterflies, by now you probably know what guns are and what can happen if they fall into the wrong hands. Even though guns are seen in lots of TV shows, video games, computer games and movies, it's important to know that real guns are dangerous. Has mommy and daddy bought you a toy gun? One that takes pellets or even little firebombs? Do you have a water gun? Those guns can be fun to play with, especially if you paint cops and robbers with your friends. But real guns are dangerous. They can hurt or even kill someone that you know, including other children. Now, being safe can keep kids, teens, and even adults from getting hurt. 'Cause many times, guns are fired by accident. All children should know what to do if they find a gun or know someone who has a gun. Today, we're going to learn what to do if you come in contact with one. Because whether you live in a big city, in the suburbs, a small town, or even a farm, accidents can happen anywhere. Now, my butterflies, even though you have fun playing with toy guns, or you see cartoon characters getting shot and getting walked around even afterwards, it's important to remember that in real life it doesn't happen. If you get shot, you could get seriously hurt. It can hurt your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, and do damage to you. Guns can injure or even kill someone. That's why it's very important to remember, never play with a real gun. Even if you think you're safe, anything can happen. Most kids in gun accidents later say they didn't fire the gun wanting to hurt anyone, but someone they love got badly hurt. Never show a gun to your friend and never ever point it at anyone, including yourself, not even as a joke. You or your friend could end up in hospital or even worse. It's also never funny to say that you have a gun or threaten to shoot someone, because these words can be taken very seriously and your teachers may even call the police. Pranks don't end up being fun for anyone. My butterflies, why are we telling you this over and over? It's because many gunshot injuries happen after children like you discover your mummy or your daddy's loaded guns at home. Now there's a great debate. People want to know, should they be allowed to keep guns in their homes? And what should be the conditions? Guns must be locked up where children can't get to it. And if you see your mummy or daddy leaving their gun lying around, it's important that they put it away. For example, does your daddy have a gun that he uses to shoot animals if he goes hunting? Or a real gun that he needs? This can be used for protection. Whatever the gun is, it can be dangerous. And even though it may look cool to play with, it really isn't. Now let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, I'll tell you what to do if you see a gun at home.
Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave, Muhammad is the one, he's the seal of the prophets of Allah. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you, wanna be like you in everything I do. You are the closest to Allah.
My butterflies, what happens if you see a gun at home? What happens if your friend brings one to school? What happens if you see a gun lying around at a friend's house? Today I'm going to tell you what to do. The first thing is, no matter how tempted you are to check it out, don't. Stop what you're doing. Don't touch the gun. Leave the area where the gun is and tell an adult right away. So what happens if you see one at home? You stop what you're doing, you don't touch it, you leave the room, and you run to mommy and daddy and tell them to put it away now. If you see your friend has one at school, follow the same rules. Stop what you're doing, don't touch it, leave the area where the gun is, and tell a teacher right away. And if you're at a friend's house, do the same. Stop what you're doing. Don't touch it. Leave the room and tell your friend's parents right away. Not touching is very important, but leaving the area and telling an adult is important too. Because by leaving the area, you can keep yourself safe in case someone else decides to touch the gun before an adult can remove it. Remember, even a baby can be strong enough to pull a trigger. And we don't want you to get hurt now, do we? Of course not. Many people don't advertise that they have a gun. But if you see one lying around, it's important to know that you need to stay away. Even if your friend wants to show you one, say no and leave right away. If they want to play with it or your friend brings it to school, you need to remember to tell an adult. You're not tattletaling or being a spy, because this is something that could save someone's life. Speak up, tell an adult like a teacher or the principal as soon as possible. And if you feel awkward doing it in front of other children, ask your teacher to talk to them alone. Then tell mommy and daddy so that they can get in touch with the right person to make sure that little boy or girl never brings a gun to school again. And if someone is threatening you or saying that they're going to bring a gun or that they will bring a gun, then speak to someone about it. Who knows, you may be a hero and prevent a tragedy from happening.
Smile with your mother, smile with your father, smile with your brother, smile with your sister. Smile all the time, 'cause Allah is kind. Smile. If at times you feel you wanna cry, and life seems such a trial, above the clouds there is a bright blue sky, so make your tears a smile. As you travel on life's ways, with its many ups and downs, remember it's quite true to say, one smile is worth a dozen frowns. Among the world's expensive things, a smile is very cheap. And when you give a smile away, you get one back to keep. Sadness comes at times to all, happiness hides away. But sometimes a few tears must fall to bring your joy out again. Smile with your mother, smile with your father, smile with your brother, smile with your sister. Smile all the time, 'cause Allah is kind. Smile.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.